There is yet another program afoot for sustainability labeling of seafood. This one concentrates on farmed fish. It's a sustainability index that its creators hope will come into increasing use by marketers and consumers. It's called the GAPI, which stands for Global Aquaculture Performance Index. There are sustainability scores for the aquaculture programs in most countries that raise fish in ocean pens. It was created for the Lenfest Foundation by Dr. John Volpe for the University of Victoria, Canada. The index looks at factors like the amount of energy used in production, the burden on the environment outside of the pens, and the amount of drugs used on the fish. Fish farming is growing fast and has been vehemently opposed by Alaska fishermen who saw farmed fish devastate the salmon market, forcing big price reductions and big changes in the marketing and handling of wild salmon. But the new sustainability index shows that concerns about farmed salmon may be dwarfed by other sectors of the industry that are quickly expanding in many parts of the world. The index is based on 2007, the most recent year for which data is available. It rates how sustainable the fish farming program is for each species in each country, and also what the cumulative impact is. Because the salmon program has been around for decades now, many of its problems have been solved, Volpe says, and salmon-raising countries scaled up their programs some time ago.
So in countries like Chile and Norway, both very high production and dominated by Atlantic salmon, we have the effect of relatively high normalized scores. And this speaks to Atlantic salmon having been in culture for decades. Efficiencies have been identified and optimized in the production. Therefore, on a per metric ton basis, Atlantic salmon scores reasonably well. However, from a cumulative basis, because the scale of production is so large, the score drops precipitously for both countries when we look at the cumulative impact.
Dr. Volpe says some salmon farming is now scoring quite well. For example, the Chinook salmon program in New Zealand. And he says that Atlantic salmon production is already peaking out, while the farming of other species in other countries is expanding rapidly.
Relative to the rest of the world, salmon, it obviously has its problems, and well documented they are. However, compared to the situation and the profile of production in species, other species in other parts of the world, salmon is deserves to be seen in a slightly more nuanced light than perhaps it's seen in some circles right now. And this is a wake up call that we need to start addressing these other species in other regions of the world, because the situation is looking pretty bleak.
The GAPI scores for Asian countries reflect this. China, Taiwan, and even Japan score quite low, and fish farming in those countries is growing rapidly.
The worst performing sectors of the industry are also the fastest growing, which speaks to where are we going to be 10 years from now, and what is the footprint of this industry going to be on the marine environment then.
The program looked at 20 different species, only fish that are raised in salt water. Volpe says fish farms are now taking up tens of thousands of square kilometers of the oceans, and many of the programs are far more energy intensive than land agriculture. A link to the research is at our website, aprn.org.